Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, March 31st, 2022. And I must say, as always, man, I have a special show set up for y'all here today on the talk of the town now, including our very first guest here on the Slack is Talk podcast. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another edition of the talk of the town now. Y'all know how I do it, man. Before I get into it, man, I like to go back in the history and I like to pay my dues. Back in 1999, I believe the date was March 28th. Freaky Ty of the Lost Boys was shot and killed after coming from a hotel party. And, you know, the Lost Boys, that's my hometown, you know, Southside, Jamaica, Queens. And I'll never forget that day, you know what I'm saying? We was all outside, you know, listening to music, you know, doing our own thing, you know, having our own little get-together party. Pretty much everybody in the projects when we got the news and stuff like that. And, you know, he was gunned down. And the end result, of course, you know, we heard the story was from mistaken identity. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And this happened at the height of the Lost Boys career. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of, this kind of stuck to me because the Lost Boys being from Queens, you know, they represented hope. You know what I'm saying? They gave us hope. You know what I'm saying? They were trendsetters. They showed us that somebody could make it out of the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to give a shout out to Freaky Ty. You know what I'm saying? We love you, man. You're not forgotten, man. Shout out to my man, Grandmaster Vic, too, who used to DJ for them. You know what I'm saying? That's my man right there. He from the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're listening to this episode, man. On the flip side, on the more positive side, it was this week back in 1995 when my man Michael Jordan came out of retirement. His third or fourth game at Madison Square Garden, and he dropped a double nickel on the New York Knicks. Love it, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that game is classic. You know what I'm saying? At the end, you know, everybody thought that he was going to take the jump shot over John Starks. Ewing came to double team, and he just passed it off for Bill Winnington for the dunk. Straight out of retirement, man. That man still proved that he the best. Just the third or fourth game coming out of retirement, not playing basketball in a year and a half, and you dominating the game like that. Just the GOAT, man. That's all I got to say about that. Now, without further ado, man, let's get into it, man. You know how I do it, man. I always got, you know, something up my sleeve, man. And this is just going to be another classic edition. I got a special guest coming in for y'all. The first ever guest on the Slack is Talk podcast, LaToria Carper, a.k.a. Pookie. Y'all know her from her famous Instagram post. She gave y'all that good content each and every week. We're going to have her on the show later on. And I'm not even going to keep the suspense, man. It shouldn't be suspense. Y'all already know what this is about. You know, first, I must say that I love that the Slack is Talk podcast is on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I love that it's on Thursday because anything that happens at the beginning of the week, I always, you know, we get to let everything sink in. You know what I'm saying? You know, this show talks about it. That show talks about it. You know, they have it here. And they just kind of run it down. And I get to sit back and I get to listen to the different stories that come out. I get to hear the different perspectives. And finally, on that Thursday, when we get to the Slack is Talk, I can sum up everything. You know what I'm saying? I can have a clear vision of everything. and we could chop it up and we could talk about how things really went down now that we got all the stories out there, you know what I'm saying? Because people like to do stuff the next day, but it ain't gonna work, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know the full story yet, you know what I mean? You gotta give time to let things sink in first, you know? And, you know, unless y'all been living under a rock, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the slap that has been heard around the world. I'm talking about none other than the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation. Now, I've been getting the emails, I've been getting the requests, you know what I'm saying? I've been listening, I've been having my ears out to the street, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know that I was going to do this. I just wanted to give it to y'all right, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to rush to no conclusions, you know what I mean? Now, when I first saw the situation, I was kind of confused. Well, I'm going to take the word kind of out of that. I was confused because after Chris Rock said the joke, the camera went to Will Smith immediately and he was laughing. At the same time that he was laughing, you also saw Jada Pinkett's response, which of course she was not happy about it at all. After we saw Jada's response, the cameras went back to Chris Rock. At the same time the cameras went back to Chris Rock, that's when Will Smith started to get up out of his seat and head toward Chris Rock. Now, the last image that we saw was with Will Smith laughing, right? But when I saw him walk toward the stage, he had like a serious walk to him. You know, his walk was real serious. But now, at the same time, I could see how Chris Rock could have been a little confused as to what Will Smith's intentions were. Now, I don't really know if Will Smith had a smile on his face while he was walking. I couldn't see that part, but I could say that I doubt it. But now, Chris, I have to speak to you for a minute, man, because you're a black man and you're from Brooklyn now. You spent a lot of your years in the Bedford-Stuyvesant area of Brooklyn, so you should know better. The number one rule is when somebody is approaching you, there's what you call a space rule. You don't have to be up close to me to talk to me or say something to me. Once you pass a certain area and you start getting closer to me, all bets are off. All bets are off. The person doesn't get the benefit of the doubt anymore. All bets are off. You have no business being close to me. You have no business being in my space. Period, point blank, plain and simple. It doesn't matter who the person is. It doesn't matter what kind of track record this person has. It doesn't matter that y'all on TV. It doesn't matter what location y'all located in. None of that matters. If somebody gets too close to you, all bets are off. Especially, even though you were joking, you still said something about his wife. So that should have brought even more attention to the situation. Now, y'all know the rest. Will Smith got up on him, and he slapped him. Now, when I saw the slap, the first thing that came to my mind was I started thinking, you know, what is it that could have set him off? Now, first thing that came to my mind was a medical condition. You know, he was referring to the way Jada looked. And that was the first thing that came to my mind. And I turned out to be right on that one. She does have, you know, some kind of condition, you know. And I'm just guessing on this one. I haven't heard anything. But if Chris Rock was aware of that, and I think he might have been, because I also found out they had a, you know, these three have a history together. But especially, you know, I'll say, man, you know, a comedian is a comedian, but certain things should be off the table. You know, if somebody's sick, or, you know, if somebody died, or if somebody got a, you know, medical situation or something like that, that should be off the table. You know what I'm saying? You're a professional comedian, you can find something else to pick at. You know, you could do that. Now, real quick, you know, I want to analyze the situation. You know, I received all y'all questions, and the questions I got was, who was right, who was wrong, who won, and who lost? So, you know, here it goes. Chris Rock, his joke was wrong, and Will Smith's slap was wrong. As far as who won and who lost, well, I'm just going to be honest. You know, I'm a film producer, and, you know, this is my background. You know what I'm saying? The Oscars. This is what we all strive for. I'm a black film producer, and we all lost. Do you know how hard it is to get to that event? Do you know how hard it is to get to that stage? I mean, come on, man. We were highly represented. You had Chris Rock on stage. Sitting in the front, you had Will Smith. You had Jada. You had Denzel Washington. And you also had Tyler Perry. We're winning. And y'all want to do this now? Really? You want to do this now? Now, y'all know me here on the show. You know what I'm saying? I stay positive. I don't promote violence in any kind of way. But come on, Will Smith. You're from Philly, man. You're from Philly. You mean to tell me that, okay, if he made you this mad, this is the only time that you're going to see him? Like, you couldn't do it some other time at all? Like, before you showed up to this event, you know, while you were getting dressed, you know, preparing for the night or whatever, did it at all occur to you how important this event was? The reason why I asked that is because, yes, you know, you were up for an award, and it's your award, but you have to be aware that if you do win, and you did win, that you're representing a culture. You know what I'm saying? It's not just you. You know what I'm saying? You're opening up doors for other people. You know how people feel about acceptance at this event. You gotta know. You gotta be aware of this. And you were reckless with it, man. Like, you were just reckless. You know what I'm saying? And now we right back down to square one. Now you don't open up the gates for all these smart remarks. Remarks like, you know, leave it up to a rapper. And, well, you know, they tried to make the Oscars black this year, and look what happened. And that statement wasn't made because of the talent that was in the building. That statement was made because there was a physical altercation. Just so you know. And now, you know, which I knew was coming, there's talk about they could possibly take this Oscar away from you. Now, if that happens, what was the point? I mean, what was the point, man? But that's just my opinion. Me personally, I can go on for days about this. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a setback. But I know y'all been hearing me all day. You know what I'm saying? It's time for the guests. You know, as promised, you know, the first ever guest on the Slackers Talk podcast, LaToria Carper, a.k.a. Pookie. And I'm going to bring her in and let's find out what she has to say about the subject. And I'd like to welcome LaToria Carper, a.k.a. Pookie. Most of y'all know her from a great Instagram post. She has now joined the show. How you doing, LaToria?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good. You know, I'm just sitting here, you know, venting to my listeners, talking about the Will Smith, Chris Rock incident. And just letting everybody know how I feel, man. I think personally, you know, we had a good opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You look in the front row, we had Will Smith, we had Jada, we had Denzel Washington, we had Tyler Perry, Chris Rock was on stage, and, you know, we was highly represented. And Will Smith actually won, man. And it's unfortunate that he's just going to be remembered by this incident instead of his actual win. What do you think about it?
I have to say, first of all, thank you for having me on Slackers Talk Radio.
Always, always.
And I'll have to say, I love Chris. I love the way he handled everything, but I don't think he would have made that joke had he known Jada recently shared, you know, between the whole team, the Oscars, about, you know, her alopecia. But I think what Will did was very, very unprofessional. Right. It was like he joked, he laughed with everybody when a joke was said, and he looked to his left and saw his wife with the roll of the eyes. And it was like, I feel like his ego got the better of him, more say. And then him and Chris Rock being friends, being in the business together, you know, y'all comedians before anything, and then actors. So I think it was very disrespectful to Chris Rock. I think it was disrespectful to his wife as well, because it's like, what are you doing? She didn't even get up to like flinch to even grab him or anything. So I think it was that ego thing. And then on top of that, it's like, this is his first Oscar, and this overshadowed so much. People don't even talk about this is Samuel L. Jackson's first Oscar, handed to him by Denzel Washington, that recently got his not too long ago. Now, we all know Will Smith had a good, what you could say, a clean slate for 30 years. The only rap that did curse, you know, did family movies, did a lot of stuff for the community and everything. But just that, the smack, and then your friends, if anything, you could have, after the show, said something to him. I don't think he deliberately did that on purpose. And I feel like he disrespected Chris Rock, his wife, the whole foundation of all the black actors and actresses that, you know, paved the way for him and that's coming after him as well. I just think that it was very uncalled for. There is no apology. And then when he goes up there, he still gets his award. You can't knock it for doing the movie he did, which was great. But at the end of the day, he should never put his hands on him. You're a grown man. What are you getting out of that? Right. Smacked the grown man, walked on stage, and you walked off with a smirk. What did you accomplish? Nothing. You embarrassed a man. To me, I feel like you embarrassed our race, because you're in a room full of, I'm just going to say it, a room full of white people. And it's selective few that get to go, look how long it took you to get your award. Look how long it took Samuel Jackson to get his award. Look what Denzel Washington had to do to get his award. Out of all the movies, he gets an Oscar for Training Day.
Right.
Did y'all not forget Malcolm X? Like, where are all these other movies at? Samuel Jackson been in the business over 40 years. He finally got his award.
Right.
And then you overshadowed the night by smacking somebody because they made a joke. I could understand, yeah, that was insensitive. I don't think he did it on purpose.
Interesting. That's very interesting. That's the first person that, you know, clarified. So, Chris Rock didn't know about Jada's situation?
No.
Okay.
She recently came out on the red table. I just look at it, me compared to Chris Rock. I have more time on my hands, so I'm on social media, right? Chris Rock is a businessman. Okay, I work 8 hours a day. Not saying how many he worked, I don't know, but I'm sure he's not looking up, you know, trying to keep up with everybody else. But that's what social media is. It's entertainment for us. So we see stuff here, we see stuff there. I don't think he did it on purpose. They've been friends for too long. They travel together. They grew up in it. They came up in the industry together. I don't think he did it on purpose.
Right. Chris Rock was on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air back in the day.
Yes.
Right. What do you feel when you hear, well, the Oscars was definitely black this year just because there was a fighting incident? What do you feel when you hear that?
I don't like that. But when I don't want, it's not, I don't even, honestly, I don't care what the other races think of my race. I don't. That doesn't move me. That doesn't control me. I don't care. I don't care how we look in front of them, because it's like, why change who we are? But I just feel a black man down to another black man on national TV. That's what pissed me off more than anything.
Right.
And then they went on to make it a bigger story than what is. You don't even hear, not even a lot of people even know Samuel Jackson won a goddamn Oscar.
You're right.
Nobody knows that. Because guess what? It didn't get aired. Then they got the newscast that went to Will Smith's mother house in the suburbs of Philadelphia and questioned her like it's a homicide investigation going on. When the hell you know for them to do that?
Right.
Why would you do that? You interviewed his three sisters, his niece, and a couple cousins. For what? Why is that headlining news? Just that little thing he's going to be known for. He overshadowed just his hard work and dedication that he did. 30 years in the industry and what you're going to be known for, your first Oscar. Oh, no, that's when he smacked Chris Rock. And I have to take my hat off to Chris Rock for staying, you know, just being a gentleman, because he could have finished him. He could have just finished him. Nobody know what he could have said. If you're so mad in March, I see how mad you would be in August.
Yeah, and I kind of touched on that earlier in the show. Like, my hat's off to Chris Rock. You know, I don't think I've personally been able to do it, but, you know, he was able to, you know, continue with the show. And, you know, he was still, you could tell he was a little dazed. He was a little out of it, but he tried to make light of the situation and he kept the show going because he knew the importance of what he was doing. You know, he knew that there was a guy that, you know, was scheduled to come up and get an award. And I commend him for doing that. But now, not to get off subject, but, you know, when I seen Will Smith go head to the stage toward Chris Rock, my first thoughts was, where's security? I mean, am I the only one that's digging this? Like, I understand that, you know, we had the Oscars and stuff like that. But the place is, like, full of celebrities. Like, you mean to tell me that somebody could just go on the stage and do something like that and sit back down like nothing happened? I mean, what's your take on that?
Celebrity or not, you should not walk on the stage. And I would, you know, security, I don't say they would know, like, what part of, you know how they do, like, little sets of the shows, you know, different things, little stunts here and there. But his wife didn't even grab his hand. His wife know better than anybody. He's coming to accept the award, so why would you be walking up on stage?
Right.
So why wouldn't she just sit there? Like, it was just... Honestly, you know, I would have took more better from Will if he would have sat there and yelled how he said, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth. I would have took that rather than him walking on stage and smacking that man.
Absolutely.
Because it was afterwards where a lot of, you know, celebrities chimed in on how they felt. But Wanda Sykes, you know, the original host of the show, everybody thought Chris Rock was the host of the show, which he wasn't. He was just a presenter for award.
Right.
He apologized to them and said, you know, it should have been their night, which I totally agree. Will, I just feel like it was another slap in the face when he just apologized to the Academy. Why you didn't apologize to the man that you hit? Why you didn't apologize to the two women that put the show together, you know? Rehearsal time and all that. They put their time, effort, and sweat into it, and you just took it among yourself.
Absolutely. I think the whole thing is this messed up, and like I said, it's unfortunate that he would be remembered, you know, for this incident and not the win. But let's talk about Chris Rock for a second, right?
Okay,
you on stage, you know, you present an award, you know, obviously, you know, me too, I think, you know, he didn't mean nothing by the joke. I don't think, you know, he wanted to fight Will Smith. I don't think he was, you know, I don't think he came there for that. But after you say the joke and you see Will Smith coming toward you, what do you think is going through Chris Rock's mind? Do you think Will Smith is coming, you know, to crack a joke or make fun of the situation? Or do you think Will Smith is serious? Me personally, I thought, you know, there's a rule I go by. You know, if a person is coming toward you, as they get closer, you know, they're not getting close to say something to you. You know, you don't have to be up on me to actually speak. So once you get, you know, to a certain level of close to me, like, all rules is off. You know, I know you're not coming to do anything good. But it seemed like Chris Rock was just unaware of the situation. How you think he went about it?
I agree with you. I just feel like him, even your friends, your interaction with your friends and coworkers, somebody get close, you know, you change your position in your body. Like, you're sitting down, I walk up on you. We family. You might stand up because you don't know, let me greet her, you know, let me greet my sister or vice versa. But you're on the middle of a set of a live TV show. You know, this is not part of the segment.
Right.
you know, you still, but you still, your friend is coming at you at the same time. You're on live TV. This is something off. But, you know, you're a trained actor, so you know stuff happens like this. But I don't think he was ready for that smack. I feel like he thought Will was going to come say something to him, make a joke. Or, you know, he didn't look mad, because if you see him on stage, okay, as him going on stage, as you see him going on stage, he's smiling. And when he's coming off, he's smiling. So if you have a friend you've known over, say, 20 years walking towards you and you're on a live show, I don't think he knew what was coming. I don't think none of us knew what was coming. I think Will just blatantly disregard everybody's hard work of that night as well. Like, everybody put their time in. It's not like, okay, everybody dressing up, fancy dinner, whatever. But it takes a staff, and the actors, the actress, down to the seat fillers, the janitors, just everybody. Like, you just took it upon yourself to make the show about yourself. It was just selfish. I understand the joke. It's not, well, I don't see, like, everybody laughs, but at the same time, he's looking to the left of his wife and seeing the pain, you know what I'm saying? Because behind closed doors, you know, she had to shave her hair. And right. As a woman, my hair is my crown. I would say that. So I think, you know, it would hurt me to have to lose my hair.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just something that you can't control. So it was like he saw his wife pain while we saw it as a joke. But like I said, not a lot of people knew the situation. So not knowing that, that's the thing, as me not knowing something, I don't know if it's broken until you tell me. So how can I fix it? You have to let me get a chance to fix it before you just shove me off, you know? And if that's your friend, or just you sit there laughing. But then you look and you see, you know, your wife is, you know, she wasn't crying, but the roll of the eyes. Because you know what she's going through personally. I don't feel like he actually knew. I don't think he would have made that joke. Comedians do make jokes, but half of the time, the person they're joking about, they're not there. They make fat jokes. You know, we got racist jokes. It's all kinds of jokes that, you know, it hit somebody somewhere. But I don't think he deliberately did it on purpose. I don't. I can't see him doing that. I don't even know. I don't know him personally. But I don't think he would have did it that night or any night.
Right. And he was, you know, not for nothing, he was referring to a movie, G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
You know, played by, I believe, Demi Moore, a character.
Yeah.
And, like, I agree. I don't think he, you know, his intentions was to start anything, you know. Like I said, afterwards, you know, he continued on because he understood the importance. He understood that he was up there to present an award, which he did. And a lot of people is, you know, people have mixed feelings. Like, you have people that's like, you know, saying how he held his composure. And then you have the other half saying, you know, he started it. So right. It's like, it's like a mix. But one more question, you know, before, you know, we wrap things up. What do you feel about the possibility of them taking away the Oscars? And where do we go from here to fix the situation?
My opinion, by you taking away the solid gold statue, that's not doing nothing. I can't really see a probable punishment for him, or, you know, for him to learn a lesson, because you can't take away what that man did in that movie. You can't. That's something you can't take away. He did the movie. I didn't see it, but the reviews are great. I seen the trailer. I can't say I personally seen it, but I thought the trailer was good. But you can't, it's no proper punishment for that, because that was something that you can't, I don't feel like you could come back from. That's just like it's just three things you can't, you know, you can do to certain people, but like, you could never sit here and call me the N-word, you can't spit on me, and you can't smack me, you know? Those are three things nobody, closest family members, you can't come back from that. Right. And this is something on national television. This man has kids, you know? It goes down the line. Like, his brother Tony Rock was upset. Like, he did a little question and answer thing over the internet last night. And it's like everybody's tied into, you know, the Smith family. Like, the Smith, the Rocks, everybody grew up together in the industry. So it's a lot to take just from that one smack, you know?
Right.
You hurt one, you hurt all. Like, you come from my family, I'm coming for yours. It's it's whatever. We could be friends for the longest. You come from a family member, I'm coming for you. It's just things you can't come back from.
I agree.
Should they not invite him to the next year's show? I don't know. Should they blackball him? No, you can't. This man done put his footprints in his industry. You can't take that from him. What he need to do is really apologize to Chris. But then again, what is that doing for him? You embarrass this man on live television. Even if it was behind closed doors, you smacked him. It's still going to get out there. People want to have jokes or whatever, it's whatever. Who cares? Hey, you're this, you're a punk, you should have did this. You don't know what you would have done in that situation.
Right.
You don't know how you would have reacted. Like, everybody said, oh, yeah, I would have did this. You don't know because you're not looking for that to come. You're not looking for that. How can you react to something if you're not looking for it,
And
I can't sit here, I can sit here and say I could react to it, but I don't know when that time is going to come if somebody would do something like that.
And not for nothing, Chris Rock has a brand and reputation to protect as well.
There you go.
I agree.
Even if his family member did something, who's going to bail him out? You're going to go, you're not going to let your brother, you let your brother fight your battles, but you're not going to let your brother go, go to jail or anything about that. And then it's just crazy that the cops got involved. And then they made it seem, they said, oh, we got to get further investigation. It's on tape. It's on live. What investigation you guys need to do? This man walked on stage, smacked him, and went back to his seat.
For the whole world to see.
Yeah. The Academy, they said, asked him to leave, but he didn't. He still went on. And then I just don't like everything that followed after the joke. It was a smack, disrespect. He still got to sit there while he's on stage. He's like, you're in a room full of people, and they're thinking, like, did he really just smack this guy? And you still have to hold your composure. So I take my hat off. If I had a wig, I'll take it off to Chris Rock just for that, to hold your composure. That takes a lot.
It does. It does. And he did, he did a hell of a job. He did that. They had to edit some of the stuff out. But overall, I mean, we can't help that nobody, once that incident happened, people was automatically going to forget about who Chris Rock was presenting the award to and stuff like that. And that's unfortunate. Right. But, it could have been a lot worse. Chris Rock kept it going. And, the man was able to get his award. Mm-hmm. He kept it going to the best of his ability to what he had control over. I put it like that.
Right.
And is this an unfortunate situation? I think we have opportunities to become better as black people. And right. I think we lose sight sometime in the beginning, because we're not taught. I don't know who his manager is, who Will Smith manages, or who his publicist is, but before the show, somebody should have been in his ear, telling him, how important the night was. You go here to this event, you might have people that try to get under your skin. You might have distractions. But just remember that, it's definitely your award that you're receiving tonight, or possibly receiving, because I don't know if he knew if he was gonna win or not. But it's your award, but you're representing a whole culture.
Right.
It's
people watching you.
Right.
I'm not saying that he's our role model, but he is a role model. He didn't take it, but he is a role model. And then another thing is, it was just that Bob is like, it was like, when he did accept his award, he was like, yeah, and thank you to my man D for telling me that at your highest moment, that's when the devil comes for you. And I was like, is that another jab at Chris Rock? Like, are you calling him the devil?
Right.
Because nothing else happened, but I think he took what Denzel was telling him out of context, because I don't think he meant it like that.
He was just saying in general.
Yeah, I don't think he was just saying it, but you have to have self-control. And I have to say, I don't think this is the first time real buttons have been pushed. He didn't smack these other people. Like, he did smack another guy. I think he was a reporter, and the guy was trying to kiss him in France. But, they do the cheek-to-cheek, the French kiss. And he smacked the guy.
Mm.
Like I said, I don't, in the industry, us not being yet in the industry as much as them. We've been tested. You know, sometimes we don't walk the way. Sometimes we have it. But you can't tell me this is the first time you didn't have control of yourself. I felt like it was an ego thing. It was, you know, of course, taking up for his wife, but I don't think she would have want that smack. I think she would have said, I think she would have felt better if he would have took Chris Rock to the side and spoke to him man to man.
Right, and I think that's what the general public, everybody agrees on.
Yes.
You know, it didn't, one way or the other, it didn't have to happen on TV at that exact moment, you know.
Correct.
And I agree. I agree, Pook, with everything you said today. And I just hope that, you know, we can recover from this. You know, I hope, you know, this one incident, this doesn't, you know, affect anybody else down the line.
Right.
You know, especially those that don't have nothing to do with it, you know?
Yes.
And
because it affected a lot of people that want to smack, you know, look at, like I said before, the Rocks and Smith, they work, you know, they worked on a lot of things together. A lot of productions that they're behind the scenes together that a lot of people don't even know. You know what I'm saying? So they have a lot of ties together with each other. Yeah, in Hollywood, you're going to cross. You know, it's meetings. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity because of this or, you know, this or that. But just that one right there can break a lot of, you know, it could separate a lot of great shows together. A lot of friendships, a lot of business deals, you know?
True.
Chris Rock could have a up-and-coming actor in Will Production Company to help it out, but just from that, you can't even trade off. For what?
Right.
Now you gotta have sides picking sides. For what? What do you? I understand why you know, I understand the pain behind the joke. I get that. I do. And it's not as a woman, but I get that because, you know, some things you don't want to joke at, you can joke about right then and there. You can joke about it later on, but she's still, you know, she's in the midst of her, you know, her hair loss. But everybody's like, oh, yeah, she got money. She could buy hair follicles. All right, but hair means different to a lot of people, you know?
That's true.
Jokes means different things to different people. So it's a lot of stuff, but now he has a narrative that you can't joke about his wife. You put that out there, Will. And who knows how Jada feels about it?
Right.
We don't know. She did a roll of the eyes. That wasn't the cue, hey, go on stage and smack the shit out of him. That wasn't the cue. That was just a roll of the eyes, but the video, you're laughing with everybody.
Plain as day.
Yeah, so how is one to say, oh, yeah, but he went too far? You're laughing with him. He was about to go into the next joke until you look to the left at Jada, and then you walk straight, you go trot your little ass up on stage and disrespect that man on TV. If anything, you should have went up there in his ear, hey, my wife, you know, F you, all that. You didn't. It was unnecessary. Everything should have been off the air. That's your friend. At the end of the day, that's your friend. That's your friend. That's your wife. Understand that. It shouldn't have been televised.
Completely, completely agree. You know, I couldn't say it better myself. And, you know, I wanted to have a different, you know, perspective on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, my listeners, I've been doing this for over a year now. And, you know, my first ever guest, Poop. You know, we're making history here tonight on the Slackers Talk.
First to how many more are we going to count on the calendar? Because I'm open for more podcasting.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Before we wrap things up, do you have anything that you want to plug in? Instagram, any businesses? Let the world know what's going on.
Well, you know, I'm a clown on social media. I like to have fun with my family. But I'm about to plug in. I'm about to be maybe the sidekick on, you know, the Slackers Talk podcast. I'm off on weekends, brother.
Absolutely, absolutely. Looking forward to a big things on the Slackers Talk. Pook, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And I look forward to doing this more often.
I want to thank you for having me. And yes, I look forward to more great conversations like this. And hopefully better ones than, well, this was a good one, but maybe in a better light for us, for our people. and put it like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Y'all know what it is. Thanks for rocking with me, and we'll talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.